Listen to the drummer within and walk to its beat. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, the Absolute Monastery here in Campo, California, the School of the Master here in Campo, California, a very busy place. And I'm the Dean. And I'm bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. And tonight we're looking at the idea, listen to the drummer within and walk to its beat. Now, I have a number of very beautiful people in my world, and they are dedicated people. Unfortunately, they're dedicated to having problems. They're not dedicated to having happy times. And they wonder why they have these problems. And so I point out to them, they're listening to the drummer that other people are giving them, not to their own drumbeat. They're not listening to the drumbeat within. Ellen, how are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah? Douglas, how are you?
Perfect.
Button, how are you?
Whole and perfect.
Button is just so happy to see a rabbit out there. He just loves to go and pick it up and show it around. And so, how are you? Ellen? Now, sit down. We have a rule here. Not very well kept, but we have a rule. In preparation for each talk, three times a day, we put the pets away so that they are not disruptive. The pets are not meaning to be unkind. They're not barking because they're angry at us. They're not upset with us in any way. They just are creative and imaginative at what they see outside. It's up to us to put them away. It's up to us to put them under house arrest, put them in the bathroom or put them in the bedroom, and they don't mind. And just leave them there for the few minutes that our talk is. Our talk sometimes is 5, 10 minutes, half hour. It all depends. But you see, that's an opportunity we have, and that's exactly why people are poor. That's exactly why people have no friends. That's exactly why people are sick. That's exactly why people are not successful. They know the rules, but they do not apply them. And it's so simple to apply them. All we have to do is to come here and have our dinner, and then after dinner, put the pets away, and then we go on. But you see, the pets are far more important than our talk. The pets are far more important than the information that we're getting. Do you understand that, baby? The pets are far more important than the information we're getting, because otherwise we'd put them away. I mean, otherwise we would leave them alone and not have them at the mealtimes. But the thing is, we have them at mealtimes, and then we forget to put them away. Now, we think that's so cute when they bark at the rabbits and they bark at this, which is okay, but we think that's so cute. Well, any time that they do it, when they're outside, that's perfectly okay. But in the house, there's no barking. And when we allow barking in the house, we're asking for something that we don't want. Now, what does the drummer in you say about barking? What does the drummer in you say about having the dogs put away so that you can have a quiet discussion or a quiet lecture? What does the drummer in you say? Well, the drummer in you says exactly what you're experiencing. And so that's great, and that's what you want. Now, I've been dealing with a lot of people who are in hospitals and who are dying of various things. And I'd say to them, now look, well, let's just take one case in point that I mentioned a little earlier. I said to the person, you're dying, and the reason you're dying is because you cannot stop hating somebody. And they say, oh, no, we'll be... I said, yes, you're dying because you cannot stop hating someone. And that hate is eating you up. That hate is destroying you. And you will die soon from that hate. Well, I should die. I don't have anything to live for. There's nothing worthwhile. And that's right. There's nothing worthwhile because you haven't created something worthwhile with a happy heart. The drummer in you is saying, hey, let's sing and dance and let's play and be merry. Let's have a joyous time. And you're saying, But I can't when that person is in my consciousness. I can't when I am around that person. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. And all you're doing is building up a great big ulcer inside of yourself. You're building up a great big case inside of yourself where you cannot be full of fun. You're taking your fun and throwing it out. You're taking your joyous times and saying, I don't want them. And all you're doing is you're building the case for yourself to die, and a very unhappy death. People who die very unhappy deaths, you can be sure that they have something they have not released from their consciousness. If those people could deal with a psychiatrist, psychologist, minister, anybody, priest or whoever, and that person could say to them, forgive 70 times 7. Forgive. It's not your privilege to forgive, but it's your privilege to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for having such foolish attitudes in your mind about being angry at somebody else, because it does you no good. They don't care, and they're glad to see you angry because they know they're pushing your buttons. And if they come in your presence, they're going to say, I'm not going to say I'm sorry to her. I'm not going to say I'm sorry to them. You know, no way, no way. And they have already said they're sorry, but they like pushing buttons, and they're untouched by it. Or are they? Or do they soon acquire the same illnesses the other person has? Do they soon acquire the same anxiety that other people have? Now, we might ask ourselves, why do we have certain diseases? Why do we have certain problems? The answer is very simple. Can anyone tell me what the answer is?
Karma.
Anxiety.
Karma.
Putting your nose in other.
Karma is cause and effect, and putting your nose in other people's business and anxiety. No, it's something very simple.
Don't like myself.
You don't like yourself. You don't like yourself. You have never in all of your life liked yourself. You have always belittled yourself. You have always felt that you couldn't accomplish the things you wanted. You have always tried to hurt others to show how strong you are and how wonderful you are, whether you hurt them emotionally or whether you hurt them physically. And you can't hurt another person. You cannot kill another person. If the other person wants to die, they'll die. If the other person wants to be hurt, they'll be hurt, but not by you. You don't have the capacity to do something to another. You only have the capacity to do something to yourself. So I say, learn to listen to the drummer within you. And what does the drummer within you start doing? You're sitting listening to some music. Pretty soon your foot's tapping away. Pretty soon you're clapping your hands. Pretty soon you're shaking your body. Get up and dance. Oh, but I would look silly. Yes, you would. And everybody else would like to look silly too, and they'd join you. But so what? You know? If you feel like to, Ellen is a person who does that. She goes to walking down the street in an evening, and she hears music inside of a hall, and she goes in there. They're having a private wedding for a private couple who got married, you know, and they didn't invite all the world to come, but the music was so joyous, Ellen and her friends just walked right in. And she went up to the bride and groom and says, well, happy wedding day. And they said, well, thank you so much. Have some food and so on. You know, and they don't know her from beans. But she has such a happy attitude about her, they think she belongs. And they said, how come you guys aren't out there dancing? And Ellen says, we will as soon as we're done eating. But you see, she goes in and makes everything her thing, everything her fun. And if the people didn't want her, they could say, closed. But they want every happy face. And everybody who's going to come and wish them well on their marriage, they want that. And so if you go in there with a happy act, if you go in there, well, they'll probably kick me out. I'm going to see if I can get some food. But, you know, they'll probably have somebody watching me and say, hey, who are you? I don't recognize you. And you create your own demon. You create your own problem. But listen to your drummer and listen to what the drummer has to say. And what does the drummer have to say? The drummer says, be happy. Let go. Release all of those hang-ups that you got. And when you release them, then you'll start to be happy. And then, when you release them, you'll start to be healthy. You'll start to be rich. You'll start to have friends. You'll start to be a success in your life. You'll start to do everything perfect because you're doing it all for yourself. And whenever we do everything all for ourselves, we are the happiest people in the world. Oh, that's selfish. No, it isn't. When I'm a success, everybody's a success, because that's all I can see. When I'm happy, everybody's happy. That's all I can see. When I go into a place and I want to feel sorry for myself, everybody says, who's that glum jerk over there? Get rid of him. If I go in a place and I got a happy look, hi, how's everybody? Fantastic. Oh, great. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? You guys don't know who I am? My goodness sake. You better start and stop and figure it out, you know. If I told you I was President Clinton, you'd say, my God, I didn't recognize you. Well, you still haven't recognized me. So just start thinking who I am, you know. And they'll start thinking. They'll say, must be a very secure person, because he didn't even need to have his name put out. He must be a very sound person, a very person who likes himself, because, you know, he doesn't even have to play games. And he's playing the biggest game in the world, having fun, enjoying himself. But really, when you go someplace where you find out that you're in strange territory, act as though you belong, if you want to. If they're doing bad stuff, don't act as though you belong. Get out of there. But act as though you belong. And before you know it, you'll be invited to the party and you'll be served the best plate in town. Every time I do this, and many times it has been, the bride or groom, the chairman, the speaker, whoever is the prominent person, comes up to me and says, you haven't eaten yet. Come, let me help you get your plate. And takes me right to the head of the line when all these people belong there. And I don't even belong there, but I act like I belong. And they take me right to the head of the line. And they serve me. And I said, I don't need to go to the head of the line. You come with me. You're with me. I'm the speaker. I'm the president. I'm the bridegroom here. You know? I'm the chef here. So that's, people always treat you however you think you should be treated. Now, what does the drummer inside of you say that you should do? Does it say you should be happy? Then be happy. Say you should be rich? Oh, yes, yes. No, it doesn't. If it says you should be rich, you'll be rich. If it says you should be happy, you'll be happy. Well, maybe you ought to listen a little closer. Listen a little closer and be real surprised at how wonderful life is. Because anyone who listens to the drummer within and walks to its beat is a happy, fulfilled person. Have a lovely day, and know that I'm with you all the time, thinking beautiful thoughts, because I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you. Love you.